they were tamir, whether they were tahar, through reyach. An amazing thing about Rabbi Elazar, he was a Talmud chaver of Rabbi Yochanan. Mipnei ma nenash Avram Avinu v'nishtabnu banav l'mitzrayim masayim ve'esher shanim. What did Father Abraham do that we were subject to exile in Egypt for 210 years? Rabbi Lazar's position is he should not have been mevatel the Torah of the 318 students in his household. The nefesh asher asu v'charan yilidei veso chanichav chancho lemitzvos. He should have found another way of rescuing Lot. Extreme position, because pikuach nefesh at Pidyon Shvuyim is defined as an example by the Rambam in Hilchos Matanos Aniyim. He says Pidyon Shvuyim is very much a form of pikuach nefesh. And as such, if it's really a form of pikuach nefesh, so then the halacha should dictate that pikuach nefesh is dochas kol haTorah kula, even Talmud Torah derabim. So a very difficult position of Rabbi Elazar. We'll leave that bitzarach iyun for now. Shmuel Amar Mivnei Shehifriz al Midosev Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why was he punished with 210 years of slavery? Because he challenged God. Shenemar Bama Eda Ki Irashena. How will I know that I will inherit? Okay. God had promised him, but Avram was Metil Safik. He expressed doubt, skepticism, dubiousness regarding the Havtachos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, what was Avram's great sin for which the Jewish people paid more than kiflayim l'chol chatoseha? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, shehifrish bnei Adam melihikanes tachas kanfei ashchina shene'emar tein li hanefesh v'arechush kachlach. What's the position, Nachi, that Rabbi Yochanan is asserting? What was Avram's terrible sin that we deserved Shibud Mitzrayim? What was he in a position to do after the Milchemes Arba Melachim? To do what? To take? Yoni, what was Avram's great chayt?
He went under the Shechina.
He let other people take their shit.
What right did he have to be Moser, to hand over the people of Sodom to wicked, corrupt person who had led them to the very depths of spiritual desiccation, denigration, and debasement? V'anshei Sodom ro'im v'chato'im l'Hashem me'od yodim es ribonam u'miskavnim limrod bo. As the Radak explained, Ben Adam, Ben Adam l'chavero, Ben Adam l'makom. And Avram, who's constantly kori b'shem Hashem, Avram, who according to the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah is mechaber svarim, and he's taking on Nimrod. This Avram is going to hand over the people of Sodom. And what was their fate? Did they emerge unscathed from all this? What happened to all the people in Sodom? They were incinerated. Gofris v'melech serefa chol arza. Lo yizara v'lo yatzmiach kimahapichas Sodom v'amora ad ma'ut zvoyim asher apach Hashem b'apova chamasa. Avram had the opportunity to save them spiritually and by extension physically. Sometimes when we read Parshas Vayera, we're not sufficiently sensitized to the point that Avram had an investment in these people. He was in a position of total leverage. What was the Melech Sodom going to do if Avram would have said to him, you're lucky to get away with your life? And in Avram's great piety, Harimosi Yadi Lashem Kel Elyon. And we can understand that Avram's concern of Chilul Hashem, of being tainted by the Melech Sodom, of being compromised by an affiliation, by an association with Melech Sodom, even at the monetary level. Nobody doubts Avram's intentions, but Rabbi Yochanan had the temerity to challenge Avram's basic assumption, not about the Rechush, but about the Nefesh. Position to influence somebody. Spiritually speaking, and you fail to do so, says the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, a person who can influence Anshe Beso and he fails to influence Anshe Beso, Nispas al Anshe Beso, he is responsible, held accountable for the sins of the members of his household, and so on with the community, with the country, with the whole world. The Gemara says, Kidevei Reish Galusa, the Reish Galusa, the exilarch, who have the capacity to influence so many. And so, of course, Avram's motivation was more than noble, was fine. But Avram Avinu, according to Rabbi Yochanan, missed a vital opportunity to rescue the residents of Sodom from a culture that was utterly and completely debased. The ultimate Korei B'Shem Hashem, the ultimate Ohev Hashem, Zera Avram Oavi, who spread that Avas Hashem from person to person, when you love somebody, Ahavehu Al Habrios, and he had an opportunity to influence and to mold people who presumably would have been receptive to his message. Why would they have been receptive to his message now? What did he just do? Why was this a golden opportunity to strike? As the Gemara in Erechin says, Mitzvah lomar davar hamishma, you have to strike when the iron is hot, when there's an opportunity, when there's an opening. Ezra, Iberin, why was there an opening? Why was there an opening? Why are the people of Sodom prepared to listen at this stage? Reb Aaron.
Because Avram just saved them.
He rescued their lives. He was Moser Nefesh for all of them. It's true that the direct catalyst and the impetus was probably Lot. But he didn't stop there. And they could have looked at him and said, not just, okay, we owe you one, but wow, such a person who is willing to engage in such an act of self-sacrifice for another person. Maybe, our culture of the Yad Oni Ve'evio Nohechaziku, of the highest levels of egocentrism and narcissism and disregard for the other, Shali Shali V'Shalcha V'Shalcha Midas Sedom, maybe our culture is the debased one. Maybe, as Paru would later say, Hashem Hatzadik V'Ani V'Ami Harishoyim. He had an opportunity, and he handed all those people over, Ezra, and what was their fate? Utter annihilation. Yoni, it's a perspective to consider. That in Avram's attempt, and noble attempt, to distance himself from the depravity of Sodom, he missed an opportunity to influence, to save, spiritually and physically. Okay? And that's one perspective here. Just one second. But let me now introduce a different perspective, which is based on the Gemara in Masechta Sota and Daf Yud Zayin, which highlights not Avram's failure in this exchange, but very much highlights something very positive about what Avram Avinu did. Imichut v'atzrochnal darash rava bischar she'amar Avram Avinu imichut v'atzrochnal. We wondered yesterday that image of the chut and the srochnal. It's such a tantalizing image. Why, Yehuda, would you choose those two examples of anything? I understand. V'imekach mikol ha'shalach. I want no affiliation with you. I want no connection to you. I want no association with you. And money always comes with strings attached. So darash rava bischar she'amar Avram Avinu imichud v'atzrochnal. Zochu banav lebeis mitzvos. Part of the doctrine that we've explored so often of Maisa Avo Siman Labanim, that the even subtle aspects of the life of Avram Avinu, Yitzchak and Yaakov resonate throughout the generations, both historically, politically, but also spiritually. Chut shal techeila se ritua shal tefillin. Bishlava ritua shal tefillin. The strap of tefillin dechsiv v'ra'u kol amei aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha. V'tani Rav Lazar HaGadol omer elu tefillin shebarosh. Such a beautiful comment. That tefillin shebarosh sets us apart. It makes us clear that we are loyal to God. V'ra'u kol amei aretz kishem Hashem. The shem havaya is nikra alecha. How did Avram introduce his refusal to take from the rechush of Sodom Eitan? Harimosi Yadi, unlike Malki Tzedek, who just spoke about a Kel Elyon, who did Avram identify? Harimosi Yadi, LaHashem Kel Elyon. Melech Sodom and his people were Ra'im V'chata'im LaHashem. So by distancing himself from those who were Ra'im V'chata'im LaHashem and saying Harimosi Yadi LaHashem, he was Zocha, his generations, V'ro kol amei haaretz, that everybody will know from Melech Sodom to all of the other kings, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, that your commitment is to God, not to money, not to worldly privileges, and not to assets. That's the Ritzua shel Tefillin. Elechut shel Tchelet, that's the srochnal, the ritzua. But chut shel tchelet imi chut v'at srochnal mahi. The Tanya hayor meir omer manishtana tchelas mikol minei tzivonim mibnei shah tchelas dome liyam v'yam dome lirakia v'rakia deme lakise akavod shenemar v'ayiruas Elohei Yisrael v'sachas raglav kemaase livnas hasapir. This is talking about the Narei b'nei Yisrael, the end of Parshas Mishpatim, when they saw too much and went too far. The Tchelas is similar to the sea, which is similar to the Rakia. After all, they were once together. And the Rakia, in color, is similar to the Kiseh HaKavod. And so the Tchelas of the Tzitzis, that's the part that is Chut, reminds us always of the Kiseh HaKavod. The man tizkru vasisem is kol mitzvosai. When we see that tchelas, we'll be reminded of God and of our responsibility to serve God. And so in that moment, when Avram was rejecting and repudiating any association with the Melech Sodom, what he was really reflecting was a constant awareness of the Kiseh HaKavod. Harimosi Yadi LaHashem Kel Elyon. I know that you're a melech, and I just fought against many melachim, and many melachim just fought against many other melachim. But Avram says, from whom do I take my direction? With whom is my association? Harimosi Yadi LaHashem. The Techelas reminds us always that even as we're in the midst of our days, of the Kiseh HaKavod, of the ultimate source of majesty. And so you take these two Gemaras together and you realize that life is complex. On the one hand, V'es HaRechush Kach Lach, that Avram's insistence that the Rechush of Sodom would taint him, would compromise him, would bring him into association with those who attacked the God that he served so loyally. He understood that he couldn't do that. Umishum kach zachu banav to two mitzvos that reflect an awareness of Malchus Shamayim, that's the Tcheles of the Tzitzis, and a recognition on the part of others that we are affiliated with Hashem. However, there was another side of the story. Because one can always worry about being corrupted and being influenced negatively. In fact, that was exactly Noach's modus operandi. Lock himself in the Ohel, lock himself in the Teva. But when we started the year contrasting Avram and Noach, we noted that Avram wasn't always on the defensive. Rather, he was constantly pushing forward. His halech lefanoi ve'yesamim. Makri shem havaya b'shem habrios. And so yes, Avram did very well here in insulating himself, in defending himself against an association with Sodom. But where was his failure? Not in terms of insulating and protecting himself, but what could he have done? He could have influenced others positively. And so, friends, we always have to remember this dichotomy. On the one hand, we always have to remember to distance ourselves from Ra, Harchek Mishachin Ra, Ve'al Tischaber LaRasha. All of that is true. But at the same time, Oev Esabrio Sumikarvan LaTorah, never to miss an opportunity, especially when the moment is ripe for it, to influence others. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mifnei Mani Shtabdu Banav Shel Avraham Avinu Masayim Ve'eser Shana B'Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yochanan's answer, Hifrish Bnei Adam Milikanes Tachas Kanfei Hashem. Could have done more. And this was Avram's calling card to be Kori B'Shem Hashem. And for all of us, we have to find the appropriate balance of sufficiently insulating ourselves against connections that will compromise us, whether they're social connections or monetary connections, as was the case with Avram and Melech Sodom, but never forgetting that we're in a position to influence, whether it's on Anshe Beso, Anshe Kihilaso, Anshe Medinaso, or as the Gemara in Shabbos says, on the Dalid, Kol HaOlam Kulo. So Avram played great defense here. The question is, was he assertive enough? Was he ambitious enough? I don't believe that we have to choose between the laudatory comments of the Gemara Masechta Sota Daf Yud Zayin and the critical comments of Rabbi Yochanan on the Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Beis. It's my judgment that both can be true at the very same time. Ilan.
What was the second?